Grab a seat. And it's so good to see everyone here this afternoon. Welcome to our combined meeting. And we're just so happy to be here, to be able to spend some time with you this afternoon. But before we begin, we have a quick question for you. After all those years of schooling, we ask you to solve a very difficult question. This is the question. Please solve this. And the answer is... Okay, 49. So on that note, next, please. Happy 49th anniversary. Okay. That was quite a poor segue to our celebration. But, well, we're here gathered together for, the day before our 49th anniversary. And that's why we're here gathered together. Before that, let's go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we just thank you for this time that we have. Father, we, first of all, in deep thanks for the protection that you give to us, that we can be here at all. Father, we also thank you for the blessings of the church outpoured into our lives. And we thank you so much for Bethany and for how you have given her to us. And we pray that even as we have this time, we will take some time to appreciate how you have been working through your church. You have been building your church. And we pray that we will respond well to it. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, this is actually our first combined meeting in almost 3 years, actually, where today we see YPG 1, 2, 3, as well as YAG 1 and 2. So it's a joy to be here together to prepare and also to celebrate our 40 plus 9 anniversary. Well, ever since we began in May, fellowship groups, and one of the things we have really enjoyed doing is to have fellowship groups again. So why do we come together and combine like this? And as much as we have our own fellowship groups on Saturdays, it's a reminder that we are in fact one church. And that is something that we must never forget. And gathering together like this reminds us all over again that we really are one church. And we have come together, and there's so much to praise and thank God for.
Well, the first song that we'd like to share with you is this song, a familiar song to all of us. It's Come People of the Risen King. The third verse is quite interesting at the start of the third verse. It says, come young and old from every land. Now, we are not that different in ages, I guess. For the young ones, you are young. For the young adults, you are old compared to them, but not so old. But we still, this is the point of it all, that we can be gathered here together and to sing to the Lord together. Yeah? I see Dr. Jane down there, she must be laughing in some... Anyway, this song really just tells us what a wonderful thing it is to belong to the Lord. Come people of the risen King, the first verse. And it tells us the belonging not only that we have to the Lord, but also a belonging that we have to His church. And also, as part of His church, we belong to each other. So when we think of Bethany, we think of Bethany as my church. That is the belonging that is there. I think of the Lord, I think of as my Lord. And I think of people here all together. All of you are my brethren. And that is the sense of belonging that we can have, whether we are young or old, male or female, YPG 1, 2, 3, or YEG 1, 2. So, it's a wonderful thing to come together, to find this sense of belonging that we have. Okay, let's take this song together.
Stay.
at the eve of our anniversary, what are your thoughts? Well, our thoughts is centered upon this verse that we'd like to show to you. It's from this verse, Matthew 16, verse 18. And let me read it for you. "And I also say to you that you are Peter." So this was the Lord's address and word to Peter. And this is what he said. "I say to you, Peter," right? "And on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." And the emphasis here is, "I will build my church." And to know that behind it all, God is building His church in Bethany. Well, to illustrate this, we thought we will have a little quiz for all of you. Now, next. So this quiz is a special Saturday Combined Youth People on People and Youth Versus Adults Fellowship Group Pre-Anniversary 2020 quiz. And it's simply entitled, "What?" But it's not "what" as in "what," but it's "what? I didn't know that." Okay, so this is the title of our quiz. Okay. How it's going to be conducted is really simple. So let's split the sanctuary into Team A and Team B here, or one side and one side. So every single question that we ask, we like to ask for... Do you just say this team is not poor? You can just swap teams like that. Okay, very good.
His friends.
I thought you really, you know, this team is a losing team that's going to just abandon ship.
It's okay, don't worry.
So how it goes? Very simple. We have one young person from each team and one young adult. Okay, but it's just a big classification, right? Because, you know, people, the adults always think they're young people. One person from YPG 1, 2, or 3, and another person from YEG 1 or 2 from each team will come up. And then we will ask you a question. And with your dexterity of your mind, you have to see the question, and the first person who rings this bell gets to answer the question. Okay? But your efforts will not be in vain. Why? Because we've prepared prizes for you. Prizes in this bag here. What it is, we will show it to you later. Okay? Okay, so example, it's so simple, right? I mean, it's just multiple choice. Next. Okay, so what is our anniversary's pulpit team? Is it A, give strength to the Lord? B, find strength from the Lord? C, ascribe greatness to the Lord? Or D, ascribe praise to the Lord? Or E, none of the above? And the answer is, you got to quickly come to the bell and answer the question. Okay, so anybody, the answer is?
What is that?
What is that? Yeah. I mean, it's like stronger
E, they
now?
Said E.
Okay, very good. So the past
yes.
7 weeks has not been in vain. okay, the answer is none of the above. And the answer correctly is? Ascribe strength to the Lord. So if all else fails, after this program, that is one thing that I hope you take away.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, okay, shall we begin? Okay, very quickly, can I just have one young adult? Let's make this process quick, all right? So quickly just nominate your friends or yourself.
This side
and
as
then,
well.
And a young one. Person, okay? So Pastor Ben will take the side, and I will take the side, okay? Yeah, I hear Yotai being called out. Yotai,
okay,
please,
we gotta do it
as
too.
A YEG representative, please come up.
One young person and one...
Yotai, please pick a young person. Same.
Okay, come, let's try. One young person means Dr.
What's that?
Jane.
Oh, Dr. Jane. Okay,
Dr.
please
Jane,
come
Dr.
up.
Jane.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Jane. Okay, Dr. Jane, come. Your honored seat is right in front here.
Yes. Children's worship, if you like. Come to the front, please.
Okay, we need someone from YPG. YPG as well. Can be 1, 2, or 3.
Dr. Jane, please call somebody, Dr. Jane.
This is your place here.
Oh, hey, so, where's the young person?
Okay.
No, you choose. Get somebody. Young person. Anybody from YPG?
You can take a seat. Yeah. Okay, Jerome. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Come up. Is that... Esther, okay, Esther.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Jerome, Asta.
Yeah, you need to... well, yeah.
Okay, this is the bell, okay?
Reach for it.
Okay, this is... very good, very good. This is a formidable
team.
You can discuss.
Yeah.
Hey, oneness, man. Okay, now let's move. Let's ask the question, all right?
Okay,
quickly. How many toilets do we have in our present building? Is it A, 13, B, 11, C, 10, or D, 8? Let me clarify.
Wait.
It's you count male toilet as one toilet, female toilet as number two, and then handicap as one. So like on level one, there are three toilets.
Okay, go.
Okay, Yotai, go ahead. Sorry? Is it 10? Okay, it goes to you, Jerome. It's definitely not C. Because Yotai has made that mistake.
Yeah, it's not 10.
It's not 10.
Sorry.
Go. Okay.
No,
and the answer is?
A.
Okay. And it's correct. Okay. Well done. Okay. Okay, so very simply, it's just three toilets on level 1, 2, and 2M.
2M.
Which is 9.
Yes.
Level 3, there's 2. Level 4, there's 2. Correct?
Yes.
Yes?
That's 13, yes.
Yeah, not counting, you know, all the other medical room and things like that. All right, okay, so 13 is correct.
Okay.
But we must present our prize.
Yeah. This is a very, very special prize. Come, let's have a look. Let's show everybody this prize.
Ooh.
There are two items here. Actually, one for each of you.
One for each of you, okay. So the first and foremost, we give Dr. Jane a Hello Panda. Hey, it's not over.
Okay,
and a Milo biscuit.
Thank you. All right.
Congratulations. Thank you, Ty.
We hope you like the prize.
Yes, it was a valiant effort. All right. Okay, quick. Yotai and Esther, please keep ball rolling. Call the next person.
Okay, yes. Same. Jane. Jerome and Dr. Jane, same. Please nominate somebody. YAG and YPG. It's up to y'all to nominate, okay? Jerome also, you have the power to nominate. Yeah, you can nominate anyone.
Stanley's coming up.
Okay, Joe. Okay, Jerome, come. You can choose whoever.
Choose someone
from YPG.
Esther? Choose somebody.
Come. Okay, come, take a seat. Over here.
Okay. Come on up. Oh, very good.
Jared. Okay, Jared.
Okay. So before we continue, there's a point to this question. And we'd like to show this to you, Nix. So as we see, the toilets is not the factor in itself, okay? That's not the point in itself, but it's an indication of how we actually been growing to fit the needs of our growing congregation. And so we see that in 1973 and then going on to Bethany 2. Bonus question, how many toilets are there in Bethany 2? The one Pastor Mark can answer later. And then after that, there's Bethany 3. Okay, and finally, Bethany 4. Next slide. And our prayer is that we'll continue to grow. So the growth we've seen, really, ultimately, we must attribute it to the Lord. And it's our prayer that the Lord will continue to help us to grow.
Yeah, so we hope you catch the point that it's about the Lord building His church and not about all these other things, but that's the point. Okay? Okay, the second question that we have, okay, is this. How many programs do we have on a weekend? Wait, qualify. Fellowship groups is considered one program, all of it. Okay? Sunday schools, all of it one. Okay? Okay, go. On a weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
The weekend. Okay. Oh. Wow.
How many is it?
Six.
Try again. So sorry. Okay, so fellowship group is one.
Worship.
Okay, worships are separate.
Worships are separate.
Okay, but you can try again. No problem. Sunday schools are one. Yes, can count
worships
different
worships. Worships are separate. Try again.
They're separate. And the answer is?
D.
An 8. Yeah, it's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, let me show, let's show it to you. Why is it correct?
Yeah.
So Saturday, you have the CAT class, the fellowship groups, which is all of us here. After this, we have the youth worship. Okay, on Sunday, there's a Sunday school, the morning worship, the Chinese worship, and you might not have realized, our children's worship has started again. And finally, crash. Okay, so that is for the babies. Okay, now.
And once again, this is to illustrate how we have grown. It's not just in sheer numbers, but in the diversity of ministries that are there, right, that caters to the needs of various groups of people. So there's growth seen in different ways, but the point of it all is that the Lord has been building the church all these years. We didn't have this when we first started. It's only after many years that these have been developed, right? So that's something to rejoice in.
Price.
Okay, price, sorry.
Different so, now?
Yeah, different. This one.
Okay.
It's a very special one.
Yes.
It get better.
It's just one thing.
It get very
it's yeah, quite good.
Very good price.
Presenting to you, Yen. Yen. Hey, dual favorite, okay? Flavored.
Please recycle the paper bags. Okay. Last question.
We have now our final question. So if you have not seized the opportunity to win some delicious goodies for yourself, please go ahead. Can you, Stanley?
Please nominate.
Chloe, nominate someone from YPG or MyAG. Okay, there's Lenya. Very quickly.
Okay,
very quick.
Joe, you nominate a YAG person. And Jared? Chris, is it? Okay, Chris and Jermaine Kong.
Chloe? Chloe, your name, Chloe?
Come. You have been nominated. Come. Take a seat. Hot seat. Come. You stand a chance to win
good.
A prize.
Michelle, okay.
Okay, come. Take a seat.
Oh, Chris?
Okay.
You realize the whole Tang family has been participating in these things, right? Like, the sisters and the brothers are like, okay, very good. Thank you very much.
You might as well call your father.
Yeah, you should call your parents to come and participate in this quiz as well. Okay, now, are you ready? Bethany has missions work in fill in the blanks. How many countries? And the answer is D. Yeah, it's 4 countries. Okay, can you name the 4 countries? Australia,
Myanmar,
yeah, India,
Kenya.
Oh yes,
right.
That's,
okay,
that's right,
very
that's
good.
Right.
Okay, sorry. Let's move on a little bit. And now, interesting, because over the years, we, as Bethany, have believed in the mission call from the Lord to reach out to the nations. And as we reach out, we realize that the church has become a light to the world, to help those who I need, to those who need to hear the gospel. And Bethany has also been doing this, and we are thankful that Bethany has heeded this call to reach out to the world, and we are just deeply grateful to see how the Lord can use Bethany to be that light. So most recently, the country that has been added to the list of countries that we have been reaching out to is none other than Kenya. And we have some photos for you. But you just got to... let me explain the photos along the way. So this is actually Bethany Victory. That is the name of the church in Kenya. So you must take a look at this. But you must understand that this is a work in progress. But it's been going well, actually. And they are building... Before this, it was really just rural area. It's like...
jungle. It was literally a jungle.
Literally a jungle. There are no roads, even the address. There's, you know, we have our own address, you know, number, This is just that piece of land, pop, and that's it. So they don't even
have
proper demarcations of address. So for this work to be done, it's really quite immense for that site. For example, even if they have to clear the land, they're like snakes everywhere.
Yeah, next slide.
Yeah. So this is the land that is with the church as well, and they are planning to use this land for cultivation of crops. Okay? And this is actually the development that they're having in Kenya. and it's been a quite exciting development. And the pastor there is none other than Pastor Ben Sim. So yep. Ben Chong, Ben Kwa, Ben San. Okay. Price.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is the best of all the prizes.
Yes. It's the finale it's not, prize, the grand prize.
Nothing better than this.
Just one thing. Just a pack of Ribena. So. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much again for everyone who has participated in this quiz. And I hope you can catch the point of it all. That's Matthew 16. That sometimes it might seem that the church is a work of man. It looks like people are doing things and it grows. But a verse like that reminds us all over again. It is the Lord who is building His church. It is the Lord who adds to the church. It's the Lord who leads. It's the Lord who provides. And it's the Lord who brings the right people such that the church can grow. And that's what we see both in Singapore and in our overseas missions especially. And that's what we look at. And each time anniversary comes around, we look at it and we just appreciate all over again that the Lord is truly building our church. He's the one who is behind what we call Bethany and the IPC family. And that's something that we can be very, very grateful for. And so as we think about it, the building of the church, is it only about the Lord built the church and I just watch Him build? Not really. Actually, each and every one of us has a part to play in the growth and the building of the church. So the Lord builds His church, but we are also involved. And so one verse that speaks of this is this verse in Ephesians 4, 15 and 16, which tells us that the church is like a body and the Lord Jesus Christ is the head. And the rest of the body is joined and fitted together. And by what every joint supplies, and there is growth of the body when every part does its share. And that's the challenge that we have that applies both to us and to all of us here. What's your part in the growth of the church? As you see the church grow over the last years, as you see in the pictures, as you think about the church in the coming years, what's your part in the church? Which part of you, which part of the body are you? How do you fit in? And this is something that we both took time to reflect on. And we also began to reflect and understand that, hey, we also wanted to fit in. And that is how it all began for the both of us. So yeah. how did we find a place?
So for the both of us, it's if we look back, it's been almost 7 years since we joined the full-time ministry. In those 7 years, we started as singles, we got married, and also now starting our families. So it's been some time, but you know, as we look back, as young people, did we know that we would become pastors? And the answer is honestly, no. It wasn't like 13 years old, I wake up, boom, I'm going to become a pastor today. No, it wasn't like that. But how did it all start? And it really began when we began to discover how Bethany was indeed a special place. And we just wanted to be a part of it. So seeing some of you how you've come to study in church, this is how we started as well. To come to church to study, to know that somebody would open up the place for us. And, you know, we just began to, first, we were drawn to this place. And we really found that, you know, Bethany just was really special. And along the way, we just then desired to do our part for the church. So, you know, to know that how people always looked out for us and cared for us, we were just very moved. And as we experienced that love from others in the church, that love of God through the church, we also then began to respond by saying that we would also like to love the church in return.
And so that's how it began. It began as we began to appreciate the love that others had for us when we were in church studying. And so seeing some of you guys come and study, we identify with that. And, you know, people encouraged us, brought us out for meals when we were stressed. People spoke to us. Those things meant a lot. And bit by bit, the love for the church began to grow.
And as we grew up, that love for the church also grew, until it came to a point where we asked ourselves, well, what can we do with our lives? And the one thing we wanted to do above all was to do our part in the body of Christ. We don't know fully what that part is or what it will be at the end of the day, but we just want to make sure that we can look back on life and say that we have done our part to contribute to the growth of the church. That is, I'm not just a spectator in this, I'm a part of it because I'm a part of the church. And that is something that we hope that you can identify with as well. Each anniversary, there are two things. One is that we can appreciate as we look and as we see how the Lord is building the church. But the second part of it is very personal. What's your part? What is your love for the church like? What is your part in the church? And will you also deepen that commitment to Bethany all over again? That's what we seek to do as we celebrate our 40+9 anniversary.
So each anniversary is special because at each anniversary we seek to recommit ourselves in love to the Lord and His church. Well, this story is of course personal to us, but it is not unique to us. You too can find that love for the Lord and His church. So for the young ones, perhaps you are still finding your way in life and still trying to figure things out as you come more often. But this is what we encourage you to do, that the love of the house of the Lord must begin somewhere. And you can start today. You can start now. And how would it grow? You don't know. And may the Lord bless that special love that you might have for Him.
And to those who are older who have already found this love for the Lord and for His house, each anniversary, may there be a refreshment, a reinvigoration of that love and a recommitment to want to play our part so that we can be part of that body. Every part will then cause growth for the body. And that's such a wonderful, encouraging thing to consider. Well, the last song that we are going to share with you for today is this song called I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. And that must be that love. It really has to be there. And we hope that this will be a time where your own sense of love would be renewed. Okay, let's sing this together. Thank you so much. We'll hand this time over to Pastor Mark.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Ben and Pastor Ben. If you're wondering how many toilets are there in Which Bethany was that? Bethany 2. Actually, I also don't know. Because I didn't use all the toilets. anyway. All right. Today, we are going to go back to this verse in Matthew 16. Let's turn to Matthew 16. Now, as much as we want to talk about the growth of the church, right, and that's something that we really want to thank God for these years, to what it is today, at the same time, we want to ask ourselves, what kind of church do we have? And as we look at this text once again, we want to be able to appreciate that the Lord had a design for the church. You can ask Joseph, right? He is an architect, right? And he designs buildings, houses, anything else that he seeks to design. Anything else do you design? That's about it, right? Toilets. Right? And you have a design in mind as an architect concerning how this building is going to be like. Well, beyond the aesthetics, one of the things that you will want to bear in mind is how strong this building is. So we're not just looking at a church that is growing. It is also a church that is growing strong. And when the Lord designed the church, he designed it to be strong. And that's something that we want to appreciate as we look at this text once again. Why? Why is it so important? Because the church will have to face all kinds of challenges. And the church must be able to withstand these challenges. Right? So as we learn to do our part, it's important for us to see how the church is meant to be strong. So let's look at Matthew 16 and read this passage once again, verse 18. Right? And he says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." So one of the things that we want to talk about, first of all, is the structure of the church. See, when the Lord designed the church, there is a certain structure in which it is meant to be built, right? The Lord says, "And I also say to you." Now, this is interesting because just before this, Peter was able to reveal who the Lord Jesus is. Verse 15, he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." So he has discovered so much more about who the Lord is. And he adds on this revelation, "And I also say to you." So the Lord Jesus is revealing to Peter and to others concerning what is the structure going to be like, the design that the church is going to be. And it's important for us to understand this, right? Because when you look at this plan, what does it begin with? 18, it says, "And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock." Right? This rock is, it's something that represents, it's symbolic. Right? The word Peter in Greek is actually Petros, which is a reference to a small rock or small stone. But this word rock is meant to represent bedrock or a huge boulder, right? And this is something that represents the foundation of the church. So when God designed the church, he meant for a certain kind of foundation, a foundation that is able to be built upon. What is it that the Lord is going to build upon? It has to be a foundation that is able to withstand the weight of that building. Right? And what is this rock? Well, let's turn to Matthew 7. Matthew 7, the Lord helps us to understand this. Verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Right? So this rock represents basically the Lord Jesus Christ and all that the Lord Jesus had taught. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. So Christ and his teaching forms the foundation of the church. And that is going to be a solid foundation. A foundation that is sturdy, that is strong, right? I mean, if you have a building that is not built on a strong foundation, it's going to collapse. Right? Many, many years ago, there was a building in Singapore called the New World Hotel. And it's a seven-story building. And one day, this whole building collapsed. And they discovered that the way in which it was built, they did not build it well enough to be able to handle the weight load of the whole building. Right? It becomes a real problem. In fact, in Taiwan, there was a shopping center that also collapsed. Why? Because they discovered that the foundation was built with all kinds of tin cans and stuff like that. And it wasn't, definitely, it was not strong enough to withstand the weight of the whole building. And that becomes a problem. So one of the key things that we have sought to build Bethany upon, it is very much the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. You notice in all our ministries, one of the most important things, one of the key things that we have sought to emphasize, it is the Word of God. Whether it is in YPG, YAG, youth worship, all our ministries across the board, from the young to the older ones, it is always based upon the Word of God. Because it is the Word of God that determines how we want to build the church. It is the Word of God that forms the foundation. It is Christ who is the chief cornerstone that designs the church. And everything's aligned to Christ. Everything's aligned to the Word of God. And that's how we form the foundation. It is not secular things. It is not worldly things. It's not traditions. It is not false understanding, is not activities. All these things do not form the foundation of the church. It is Christ and the Word of God. And that is something that growing up in church, all these 49 years, I've been, Pastor Mitch and I, we've been part of Bethany this 49 years, the Word of God has always been the key. And that's what we want to learn and emphasize, right? And then once we form this strong, sturdy foundation, then we begin to build upon it. And that's how Christ begins to build upon it. Christ, when he built the church, he sought to help Peter and the others to understand that he is the one that is building, right? He is the builder of the church. Not only that, it is his church. And that's why he says, I will build my church. See, sometimes we tend to think that, this is church, this is our church, we can do whatever we want. And that's actually a wrong understanding. This is actually Christ's church. It belongs to him. And he is the one that is very much involved in building it. Right? And he is the one that seeks to build it strong. See, when he says, I will build it, what is implied here is that he's going to build it in such a way that it will be strong. you'll be strong enough to face whatever challenges that comes along the way. Right? And that's something that we really want to be able to appreciate. It is strong enough to withstand all kinds of situations. You saw in the pictures just now, from Bethany 1 to Bethany 2, 3, 4. Wow, I mean, as a church, we have grown in size. Many more ministries, that's true. But we also don't want to have just more activities. It's never about more activities. It is about how strong the church is. And all of us make up part. I mean, we do our part. We are part of the church. And how strong we are matters because we are part of the church. When the Lord Jesus designed the church, it is meant for us to see. The church is meant to be strong. So even as we extended outwards, right, to Myanmar, to India, to Australia, and now to Kenya, how are they designing the church? It is the same way. So Bethany becomes a model for them. Yes, there will be cultural differences. You know, India, they have arranged marriages. How would you like to be arranged for your marriage, right? Chris, would you like that? I mean, I don't think you want to, you know, but that's something that we cannot change, right? Over in India, that's very common, right? So we'll try and work around it. They don't have marriage counseling. They just get married, right? You and I, we see each other from afar. You look okay, I look okay. Okay, let's get married. That's about it, right? But that's how they do things. And well, we will help them along the way. It's not easy. But nonetheless, the focus is still the very Word of God. Christ must still be the center. He is the chief cornerstone. And that's something that we want to be able to understand. The church has a certain design, and it's not so much that the church must fit to us. We must fit into the church. We must understand what the church is, who Christ is, what he represents, right? The Word of God, that should be the emphasis. And that's what we have sought to do all this while, right? Why is this so important? Let's look at verse 18 once again. And he says, "And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Why? Because there will be great spiritual warfare. And Satan, the gates of Hades, basically would be a reference to Satan and his demonic forces. Right? And they will go against the church. They will send all kinds of persecution. They will bring about false teachings and teachers to try and weaken the church, to try and affect the church, to try and impact the church in the wrong way. And in early church, Acts 2, 3, you see this happening, right? How there were Peter and his apostles, and there were people who were trying to persecute the church. There were people who were trying to bring all kinds of false teachings against it. Are we strong enough as a church to withstand these persecution and all kinds of false teachings? You know, over all these years, we have had to face all kinds of challenges. There have been people who have come into our midst to try and spread their brand of faith and so on. And we thank God that we have sought to withstand all of them. Right, there was once, I remember, there was this person who came into our midst and he began to teach, you know what, don't bother about the Old Testament. Right, youth worship, we are studying Genesis and so on and so forth. Don't waste your time. That is not focus anymore. Right, even the Gospels, right, Jesus had come and is gone. The focus today is Paul and we should focus on Paul and his writings. What if somebody comes around and tell you that? How would you respond? Right? Well, so if somebody tells you, don't tell pastor, right? Let me start Bible study with you. When somebody tells you, don't tell pastor, what do? Tell pastor, correct. Well, at least you're listening. Good. Yes, tell him, which is what we did, right? Somebody went to tell him, and pastor wrote him a long letter and told him, you must cease and desist from sharing these things among our people. Right? As shepherd, as part of, you know, we must protect the flock. And that's what we seek to do. And this is something that you will face, right? Whether it's among yourselves, you have friends, in school, even if you go into, the MRT and somebody will come out to you and say, have you heard of God the Mother? What are you going to respond? How are you going to say, oh, is it? I didn't know that. What do you mean talking about? What do you mean God the Mother? Right? I've been hearing this. People at MRTs, they'll come out to you and spread all kinds of things. And you must straight away know this is wrong. Why? Because the Word of God tells us otherwise. Why is it so important for us to emphasize the Word of God? Because it tells us what is right and what is wrong and how we can withstand that which is wrong and those who go against us. To me, that's so important. And all these years, we have sought to emphasize the importance of having a church that is strong. And we all need to learn to be strong too, right? You don't want to be a weak link in that sense. All of us need to be strong to make Bethany strong and continue to be strong as we look towards the future, right? Now, what is our part? Now, let's turn to 1 Peter 2, right? So we look at the structure. We also recognize the strength of the church. It is meant to be strong. Now let's look at our part. And our part is to be living stones. Right? 1 Peter 2 verse 5, it says, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house. See, that's what the church is. It is a spiritual house. But we are meant to be living stones. Right? And that's so important. How do we become living stones? Well, let's grow in the Word of God. In verse 5, he says, as newborn babes, right? We want to be able to build our church and we want to be living stones, but how do we do that? Well, let's look at verse 2. As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. How do we grow? Well, we grow in the word of God. Right? The focus here is growth. How do we grow? And it's not just about newborn babes. It's not about being new Christians. This is about the idea of growth. Whether we are younger, whether we are older, we all need to grow. And we need to grow in the Word of God. But the question is, do we desire the Word of God? Right? Each morning, what is your first desire that you have when you wake up? For me, it is to study the Word of God. Every morning, over all these years, right, decades and decades, the first thing that I desire to do, it is to read the Word of God and to study it. And one of the things that I, and it's just to read it, it is also to be able to understand, meditate, to think through, to memorize, right? Now, one of the things that I do in order to do this is I go for my walks in the morning. About 3 times a week, I do that, right? And I'm on this app. Have you heard this app called Strava? Right? It's a health app. And some ladies introduced this app to me, and I, exactly about 1 year ago. And, you know, I've been faithfully keeping track, right? You kind of track each other. Okay, you exercise, you kind of track it, and then I'll encourage you, do a thumbs up, you know, things like that. And then they will do it for me. After a while, these ladies, well, one by one, stop. No, they never continue, but I continued, right? And I remember it was September last year that I started, so it's almost 1 year already, right? But what I do is really to take time to read the Lord's Word, to meditate, to ponder, and that's what I do on my walks. And, you know, it's been such a joy, right? To be able to let the Word of God fill your heart and to be nourished by it, that you will be able to grow thereby. See, it's meant to be something that will help us grow. And that's why it says here, right? Desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow by it. What is the purpose of desiring the Word of God, to read the Word of God, to memorize it? It is with the purpose to grow. See, you don't read just for knowledge's sake. You don't just read or to understand it to, okay, you know, for information. You read it to grow. It is your purpose to grow in terms of your faith, your life. You must have that purpose. That's what this verse is trying to say here. It is with purpose that we read and we learn so that we will grow. And that's what we do in Sunday school, right? One of the key ministries of our church is the Sunday school ministry. And we have Sunday school for beginners all the way to the elderly. Across the board, we have, you know, hundreds of people every Sunday coming to, you know, for Sunday school. You know, not every church has that kind of study of the Word of God. Sometimes we are here and we come here and we really don't know what is happening in other churches. It was very interesting that last Sunday we had a special needs parent. She's very new to our church, just 2 weeks only, and she came for our Sunday school class. And she said, you know, I'm very surprised that you have Sunday school for adults. I say, yes, we've been having this for decades and decades. She said, Sunday school to us is only for children. I say, no, for Bethany, our Sunday school is for children, for teenagers, for young adults, to older adults. And that's what we've been seeking to do. Why? Because we want to grow in the Word of God. It is the Word of God that we want to desire. And that's our purpose in coming for Sunday school, coming each Sunday for youth worship, for YPG, for YAG. Why? We want to grow. That is our purpose. And that forms the way in which we will be able to see ourselves being built. Right? Verse 4, it goes on to say, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, coming to the Lord Jesus. So it's not just about reading the Lord's Word and studying it and memorizing it and being nourished by it. It is also coming to the Lord Jesus. Why? Because he is the living stone. He is alive. He is real. We want to be able to draw nearer to him, to establish a closer relationship with him, to be revived in him. He is that living stone. Are we coming to the Lord Jesus? I know that there are times when we get wearied in life. I know that some of you are taking exams and you know, studies can be quite wearying. But do we take time to come to the Lord Jesus to be given that life, that strength to carry on? You know, there's this song that I really enjoy. It's called Come to Jesus. We don't sing this song. It's by this group called Point of Grace. It's a very old Christian group. You're familiar with Point of Grace? I don't think so, right? But let me just read the chorus and the verse to you. And it goes like this, right? It says, "This is for the weary and the weak. This is for the desperate and ashamed. This is for the hopeless, hiding in the shadows, cupping hands around a flicker of faith. This is for the ones who don't belong. This is for the silent castaways. This is for the sinner, peeking through the stained glass from a sidewalk in a cold driving rain." The chorus says, "We all fall down. We all need saving once in a while. You are not alone. We all lose faith and lean on mercy, but through our darkest night, He said He'll wait for us. Just come to Jesus." You can listen it on YouTube, and you know, it's a beautiful song. But when I was studying this, straight away this song came to mind. And the thing is that the Lord Jesus calls to us, come to Him. Come to Him, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to Him, and I will give you life. And it's the Lord that will bring us up and give us that life that we are meant to have. And when He does that, then, look at verse 5 again. "You also, as living stones, are being built up. Then we become alive." Right? We become living stones. Right? We don't want to just stone and sit there, right? Stoning away. Right? We don't want to be dead. We want to be living stones, alive. Right? We are alive to the Lord. We are alive to His word. We are alive to church. We are alive to being able to serve the Lord. We are living stones, not dead stones. So even as we celebrate our anniversary, we ask ourselves, you know, all these years, we thank God for those who have gone before us, those who have served, those who were the living stones and continue to be so. Because of them, we have Bethany for what it is. And we thank God for you guys that are coming up, right? A new generation. And it's important for us to continue to ensure that Bethany is a living, sturdy, strong church. That we will continue to withstand whatever it is. You don't know what will come our way, what false teachings will come our way, what kind of changes that we will see in the context of our environment as a country. You don't know. Things are going to change. But there are things that must never change as a church. Our foundations must never change. The way in which we build the church must always be according to Christ and His word. And that must never change. And we must be able to say that for our part, we must be living stones. Alive in the word of God. Alive that we will do a part to contribute to Bethany, right? At the 49th anniversary and beyond, we entered our 50th year on Monday. And we want to be able to look forward to an exciting year. And you know, we can be there. We can do our part. We can be that living stones as part of what it means to be a living church. I thank God for the joy and the privilege of being part of Bethany all these years, right? And I will see it through. I want to continue to be here, right? You can be at my funeral, hopefully, right? No, much later, not now, okay? But, right? But, you know, I want to serve the Lord to the very end. Absolutely. And we want to be there, right? 5 years, 10 years down the road. And more. Let's continue to do our part as living stones. Well, let's pray before we take a break before you worship. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you for Bethany, for the way in which you have given the Lord Jesus as our builder to build Bethany for what it is, to have a strong foundation, to have a building that is sturdy, that has been guided by the Word of God, to be able to withstand false teachings and all kinds of things that has been heard against us. We pray and thank you for Pastor Charlie, for his example. May we continue to learn from him and to grow in the study of your word, that we will be living stones and that we will seek to do our part in church for this year and beyond. We ask for your special blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let's take a break before you worship. Tomorrow for the anniversary. Happy anniversary, okay?